Embla Books presents The Secrets We Buried, written by Becca Day and read by Zoe Mills.
Stay tuned for an exclusive sample from The Woman in the Cabin, the next book written by Becca Day, read by Charlotte Hazelby, Mary Galloway, and Robin Lang.
Transcript. Video published 17th of June, 2022. Subscriber count, 128. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to my channel. Thank you for joining me for more true crime craziness. Now, I know I've been a little AWOL recently, but you're going to be glad you've stuck around as a subscriber. I've covered 7 true crime cases so far since I started this channel, but do not make the mistake of assuming that this is going to be just like those, where I'm just reeling facts off the internet. There are many, many true crime YouTubers out there. I imagine you're subbed to quite a few of them, but no one has done what I'm going to do here on this channel before. This is going to be a true crime deep dive like nothing you've ever seen. We're going to be investigating the murder of Copperdale Street soap opera star Geneva O'Connor. And when I say we, I really do mean that. You're coming along on this journey with me. I want you in the comments. I want to hear your theories and your suspicions. And when I say investigating, I really do mean that too, because Geneva O'Connor was murdered slap bang in the middle of Millionaire's Row in Sandbanks, which just happens to be a 15-minute drive from the flat I am bringing this video to you from. That's right. This murder happened practically on my doorstep exactly 5 years ago today. And while many a true crime YouTuber has covered this case, we're not just going to be talking about the information that's readily out there in the newspapers and online. No, no. I'm taking you to the scene of the crime. We're going to talk to her neighbours, her friends, her family. We're going to walk her footsteps from that fateful night. We're going to figure out what happened to Geneva. Because if you've heard of this case before, you've probably also heard that the husband did it, right? He was never convicted, but that's what everyone says. Elliot O'Connor killed his wife. It's always the husband. But what if it wasn't? What if, in doing this, we clear an innocent man's name? What really happened on the night of Saturday the 17th of June, 2017? Of course, we don't have access to forensics or any of the information that the police likely have buried away somewhere, so we're limited as to what we can actually find out. However, I believe someone knows something. Something they've kept secret all these years. And if we talk to the right people, we only have to discover enough to create a shadow of doubt. Maybe everyone jumped to the wrong conclusion. Maybe Elliot didn't murder his wife. Maybe Geneva's real murderer is still walking the streets, just 15 minutes away from where I live. Are you as excited as I am? Be sure to smash that like button to let me know and subscribe to make sure you don't miss a single moment. I cannot wait to get started. Chapter 1. Friday, 17th of June. Frankie. Millionaire's Row is on the farthest end of Sandbanks, as far as you can go without driving into the ocean. It's not really called that. The road Frankie once lived on is actually called Panorama Road, but it gained the nickname Millionaire's Row for obvious reasons. Everyone who lives there is minted. You have to be in order to afford one of the 13 properties on the waterside street. It's the most expensive stretch of coastal real estate in the world, mocking the likes of Miami and Monte Carlo. With breathtaking views of Poole Harbour, luxurious multi-million pound mansions perched along the peninsula, and the ability to boast that your home once belonged to a celebrity legend like John Lennon. And Frankie can't think of anywhere she'd less rather be. She knocks her car into sport mode, the Mercedes letting out a gentle electric moan as it cruises down the tidy-looking dual carriageway. She's driven this road hundreds of times, and it brings a foreboding sense of déjà vu coming back here. The familiar salt in the air might prove comforting in any other situation, had she left for any other reason. Had her departure been simply due to life moving on? In that instant, her return would feel nostalgic, as if she were coming home. But that's not the situation, and she does not feel like this is home.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?